بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد. الحمد لله. We're now at chapter 39 of Kitab al-Riqaq in Sahih al-Bukhari. And this is a relatively short chapter we're covering today. And Imam al-Bukhari titles this chapter Bab Qawl al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Bu'ithtu ana wassa'ata kahatayn. This is the chapter on the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been sent along with the final hour like these two. And he pointed with his two blessed fingers, his index finger and middle finger. Imam al-Bukhari begins this chapter by citing a verse from the Quran in Surah An-Najm, in Surah An-Nahl. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ, which means that the matter of the hour is like the blinking of an eye. It's very quick. It's coming very quickly. So here Imam Bukhari links the hadith to an ayah in the Quran that confirms exactly what was stated in the hadith. And here Imam al-Bukhari gives us two narrations. The first one, he says, حَدَّثَنَا سَعِيد ibn أَبِي مَرْيَمْ حَدَّثَنَا أَبُو غَسَّان حَدَّثَنَا أَبُو حَازِمْ عَنْ سَهْلْ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةِ كَهَتَيْنِ وَيُشِيرُ بِأَصْبَعِيهِ فَيَمُدُّهُمَا. So this is from Sahal ibn Abdullah al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu, who relates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been sent along with the final hour just like these two. And he mentions that when he said that, he pointed with his two blessed fingers, separating them out slightly. So the hadith, as Sahal describes it, he's not putting the two fingers together like this, where they're both physically attached. There was a separation between the two. Very similar to what we would call a peace sign, where the two are separated somewhat. That's the first narration. In the second narration, he says, حَدَّثَنِي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ إِبْنُ مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْجُعْفِي حَدَّثَنَا وَهَبْ إِبْنُ جَرِيرٍ حَدَّثَنَا شُعْبَةٌ عَنْ قَتَادَةٍ وَأَبِي التَّيَّاحِ عَنْ أَنَسٍ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةِ كَهَاتَيْنِ. This is from Anas radiallahu anhu, who relates the exact same statement. I have been sent along with the hour like these two. And it's actually a third narration. I was looking at one. In the next narration, it's the same thing. He says, حَدَّثَنِي يحيى ابن يوسف أخبرنا أبو بكر عن أبي حصين عن أبي صالح عن أبي هريرة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بعثت أنا وساعة كهاتين يعني إصبعين تابعه إسرائيل عن أبي حصين. So this is from Abu Huraira relating the exact same statement. I have been sent along with the final hour like these two. So what you find in these hadith and in the commentaries, there's some discussion about what exactly is intended. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pointing with his two blessed fingers, where is the measurement coming from? When he talks about the proximity between his bi'tha, his being sent as the final messenger, and the final hour, where is the proximity measured from? This is where they differ. So many of the scholars say that the measurement is what is between the two fingers, like this, indicating proximity. Others, however, say that what is measured is actually the relative distance between the index finger and the middle finger, right? So for most men, this is more common with men than women, because it has to do with the production of testosterone. You know, for in the womb for boys, when there's a higher testosterone, what happens is the middle finger tends to be longer. So you're going to find a distance between the index finger and the middle finger. So some of the ulama said that no, what's actually being measured is not the space in between the fingers, but the space or the height difference between the index finger and the middle finger. So when he's pointing, you're basically comparing the middle finger and the index finger and looking at that. So either way, what you have is a very short distance between either between the two fingers or between the top of the middle finger and the top of the index finger. Now, this is said in a time when he was carrying out his prophetic mission. And here we are 1440 plus years after that. What does that tell you? It tells you that proximity or closeness is relative. A person could easily say, well, 1400 years, that seems like a really long time. So how is it that his sending, him being sent, is close to the final hour? Well, the answer is that close here is relative. 1400 years is not a long time if you compare thousands of years prior to it. So that is one answer. And this hadith doesn't contradict the hadith of Jibreel, because you know in the hadith of Jibreel, one of the final questions asked by the angel Jibreel was, when is the final hour? What did the Prophet ﷺ say to that? He said, the one asked knows no more than the one asking, which is a way of saying, I do not know. Allah Ta'ala did not disclose to him the exact time when the final hour would occur. So this hadith does not contradict the hadith of Jibreel, because what it means, according to Ibn Hajar and others, is that when he says, I was sent along with the final hour like these two, there's no prophet after me. There's no prophet after me, and I'm the final prophet, the last one sent before the day of judgment. So the final question is, what's the relevance of these narrations to the book Kitab al-Riqaq, the topic of heart-softening narrations? What is the relationship between the final hour being close and the title of this book in Bukhari? The relationship is that if you know that the Prophet ﷺ himself, his being sent, is a sign of the last day, it means that we're in the final age of humanity. Even if it goes on for another 500 years or more, or whoever knows, we are still in the final age of humanity. And there are minor signs that have already appeared, and fitan have already appeared. What remains are major signs and malahim and things of that nature. But if you know that you are in the last age of humanity before the day of judgment, if you are aware of that reality, it should soften the heart and make one prepared for the hereafter itself. So this is the relevance between knowing his proximity to the last hour and heart-softening narrations, because it's all about isti'dad. There's a book, in fact, there's some debate about the authorship of the book, but it is said that it was written by Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani himself, the author of Fathul Bari. There's some debate about whether he really authored it, though. It is called Al-Isti'dad Liyawm al-Mi'ad, which is all about preparing for the Day of Judgment, where he collects narrations that speak about just preparing for the Day of Judgment. So these hadith are relevant to the chapter insofar as your awareness of the last day and its proximity should make you want to get ready for that. Now, whether or not it happens in our lifetime, it doesn't really matter. Now, we should hope as Muslims that we're not alive when these things happen. And the reason why is because they happen. When the Day of Judgment happens, first of all, there won't be any Muslims. There won't be any more Muslims. The actual occurrence of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the blowing of the horn, when all of these things happen, there will not be a believer on the face of the earth. So, at the same time, one should not say, oh, I want to witness the major signs. I want to be alive when the Dajjal appears so I can be in the army of the Mahdi. Well, okay, I mean, that's a Sounds nice, but how, what guarantee do you have that you're not going to get swayed by the Dajjal? Right? People are overconfident in their own iman. They think, well, my iman is strong. Yeah, I can withstand the temptations and the fitna and the shubuhat, and I will surely be in the army of the Mahdi. They guarantee for themselves this. They don't know. Right? And there's one narration which speaks to this reality. It says in one narration that when that time comes, there will be people who wish to go and encounter him, thinking that they have strong enough iman to withstand him, and they're told, don't go, don't go. But they don't listen, and they go and they get swayed by the Dajjal, and guess what happens? They join his forces. Also, you have the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which says that when the Dajjal appears, it will be such a great fitna that a man will have to literally tie up his wife and daughters because they will be so eager to go out to see what's going on. The indication about temptation. Regardless of that, the ulama mentioned that we have 2 hours. You have the final sa'ah, which is the day of judgment itself, upon the blowing of the horn. That is a sa'at al-kubra, the greater hour. But then you have a sa'at al-sughra, the minor hour. What is the minor hour? Is when you die. So we all have a sa'ah to face. And when the Prophet ﷺ says, Bu'ithtu ana wa sa'ah kahatayn, I was sent along with the hour like this, he's talking about the final hour. Regardless of whether we see those major signs unfold in our lifetime, which we shouldn't hope for, we all have a sa'ah to face regardless, and that is our own death. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.